good evening. Welcome to Globe and Crown Radio. My name is Joey.
And my name is Nathan.
This is season number 2. This is episode 14. This is Holla!
Ween.
Nailed it. Nathan, Halloween, is this a thumbs up? Is this a thumbs down for you? What is this?
I'm a big thumbs up. 2 thumbs up, even, for Halloween. How about you? This is a thing that you enjoy?
It's something that I enjoy. I enjoy from a distance. I observe and I enjoy, but I'm not like a big, here's my costume, I'm going to go to this party person.
Okay.
But what I do like, I like the focus on creepy things and the paranormal and the supernatural. I like horror.
Okay.
I don't like gore, but I like horror.
A dibbuk or two? That was kind of creepy.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was a little much.
I
definitely with Halloween, I've always tried to do costumes. I guess I haven't ever actually been that consistent at it. Anita's really big into fall just in general, and especially like pumpkin themed things. She wanted all the, she's like, I'm going to make pumpkin bread. I'm going to have pumpkin spice lattes. I'm going to have pumpkin pancakes. We're going to have everything that's got pumpkin in it. We're going to consume that. I'm not really a pumpkin person, although I do like pumpkin bread, especially with like the little like cream cheese or whatever in it. It is really, really good.
I read a tweet today. Pumpkins were invented in 1942 when a watermelon put on corduroy pants.
That's pretty good.
I think that's an Erica Rosie tweet. I can't remember.
That is pretty amazing. But yeah, so one of the things that Anita was really excited about was carving pumpkins. So I'm looking forward to that. I don't remember carving a pumpkin since I was like a kid. So I'm actually really excited about the possibilities of carving one. She wants to do costumes. I don't know where we're planning on going. I don't know that we are planning on going anywhere, but she wants to do costumes anyway. And I know last year, roughly about this time, was when we first met. So we first had our first date on October 23rd, and our third date was on Halloween, and we actually watched like a scary movie together. Well, not that scary. We watched Warm Bodies. So I tried to find
movie.
What's a little bit like spooky, you know, it's got the zombies, but like a little bit of romantic, and got the feels. So, and she showed up to the third date at my house where we were going to watch the movie dressed as a cat, which is a bold move. That's gonna win or it's gonna lose. There's no middle ground on showing up on a third date dressed as a cat. So excited about some costumes. I don't know what we're gonna do yet, but looking forward to trying to figure out something. Which obviously we don't have that much time left, so we need to figure that out pretty soon. Really trying to find something that I can wear my glasses with and still be in character, because it bugs me that so many characters don't have glasses, and so I just feel like I'm gonna be wearing mine, and it's gonna take you out of the.
You could be Rachel Lee Cook, and she's all that in the first half of the movie.
Yeah, when she's got like the paint splattered overalls.
You know what's funny about that movie is now like the makeover would be in reverse, because she would like turn into somebody that had like giant glasses and overalls and paint
like
splattered.
Super hipster. That actually is the case. Be excited about that. Like I said, the pumpkins. I'm excited about that in particular, and the pumpkin bread.
We like to watch a scary movie every year, at least one.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any plans already for this one?
Maybe. We might watch Crimson Peak, which is the Guillermo del Toro movie with Loki and Jessica Chastain.
Okay. Well, I remember like not that many years past that I, with you and your wife, watched a spooky movie on, I believe it was on Halloween.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive.
We
watched The Shining, and it was scarring to everyone involved.
So the TNT version is way different than the DVD version. There's a lot of stuff in there that none of us knew was going to be in there.
Yeah. Sam was the one that suggested the movie. She was like, she remembered it from watching it on TV on like regular cable, like not premium cable channels. And she's like, oh, this is going to be great. It's really creepy, but like, also good. And then I was like, things would happen. You're like, what are Sam, why did you pick this film? And she's like, I don't know.
That was the same year a bunch of unruly high schoolers took all of our candy in one fell swoop.
Well, you did make the amateur move of putting the note out with your bowl of candy saying, like, take one,
take
please.
A couple, and then they just like But they didn't even take it all. They just threw it in the yard.
Yeah, that's
quite a These unruly youths, man.
Yeah, they didn't even want the candy.
They just wanted little children to not have the candy.
So do you enjoy the handing out of candy?
No.
Okay.
It's just like another chore that I have to do.
So, see, candy handing out is...
Why do I have to get a part-time job to give other people candy?
Handing out candy is actually one of the few things about Halloween that I've always enjoyed, even if I didn't go out and do anything. I don't even enjoy candy most of the time. I'm not a big candy eater.
Ugh.
I mean, sometimes I will, and like,
that's
there's a couple of things
thing that, in this podcast
that I'll choose. Like, you know, I like a Reese's peanut butter cup, or even like the Trader Joe's dark chocolate peanut butter cups are really, really good.
Ooh.
They're really good, actually. And the Scandinavian Swimmers, which are their version of Swedish fish. They're delightful. So there's certain things that I'll enjoy. But for the most part, I don't need a tremendous amount of candy anymore. Just, you know, I'm getting up there in age. You got to be, you know, responsible. But something that I think is really important and something that I care about a whole lot is making sure that you've got the good candy for the kids that come up
yeah.
to, like, collect.
So I agree with that.
I go out and I make sure that I buy the name candy. I get the bigger size. So, you know, if you got like the little postage stamp size Snickers bar, you were like, this is a waste. The amount of work that I have to go into to open this has directly impacted my enjoyment of this. Like, there's just not enough in there for what.
That's why I never eat lobster or crab.
Yeah. I want to open it and I want to have multiple bites. Or if I stick it all in my mouth, I want to have to chew on it for like a good, you know, 15 minutes before I manage to swallow that thing. So I always get the fun size Snickers. I get the bigger Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
I get the longer Twix deals or whatever. And I take a lot of enjoyment out of going in and making sure that these kids of today get to enjoy what I know I would have enjoyed from a house had I gone trick-or-treating there myself. So you don't actually see that many trick-or-treaters out in neighborhoods, at least in my neighborhood anymore. It's actually kind of surprising. It seems like people go more to like events and things mm-hmm. like that now. I guess because it's a little bit safer and tells you a little bit about America that you don't really want to hear.
Crime is way lower now than it was when we were kids, though.
I know.
So I don't know what the deal is.
I don't understand.
My two favorite costumes. One, I was like 6 years old. I got a ninja outfit. The neighbors behind us had a party for all the kids and stuff. There you could like bob for apples and stuff.
Oh, heck yeah.
And a kid, we had these, this was in Corpus Christi, and we had these big like tropical bushes. And somebody like lost something behind a bush, and I just like dove into it and grabbed it. And they're like, how did you do that? And I'm like, I'm a ninja.
Because you were, like, as a kid yeah. in particular, like when you put on whatever costume you were.
But they were basically like black scrubs with a do-rag, like yeah. on my, covering my mouth like a bandana.
Yeah.
So really, it was like the worst possible time to jump in like bushes like that. I think I had like bloody hands and stuff getting cut from, but I was just like, I'm a ninja, I can do it.
Yeah. I mean, because as a kid, you put on that costume and you were whatever it is that you were. I remember like the very first costume that I can ever remember wearing as a kid was this Superman costume, and it was plastic. It was like the one that Jerry Seinfeld talks about mm-hmm. in his stand-up, when he's like, you put on the plastic deal and you're just sweating like unbelievably so.
I can't see out of the eye holes.
Yeah, and you put on the mask, yeah, and it's just got that little like rubber, it wasn't even rubber band, it was like one strand of like the underwear yeah. elastic. And I put that on, and it's like, hey, Superman doesn't even wear a mask. So how in the world did I convince myself as a kid that this is the thing that Superman would have done? I guess because my parents bought it and I was so excited. But there's like a picture of me like standing on the ottoman or like the couch, like I'm flying, and like I felt like I could. It was an amazing experience. But I definitely had the ninja costume, you know, one time. I had a pirate costume one year. I always tried to figure out how to do a Ninja Turtle and couldn't manage to make that work because, you know, we were trying to do like a homemade version of yeah. it, and it just didn't.
How do you do the shell?
How do you do the shell? That's the tough deal. So
my other favorite one in college, I was visiting my high school friends at A&M. And at the Albertsons, they had like a skin tight Spider-Man costume for like $20.
Very
nice. I just bought it on principle. One of my friends just would wear it around his like college apartment complex. And there was like a couple in the hot tub, and he would just like run in the Spider-Man costume and sit right next to them and just hang out. And my college roommate Tripp would put it on sometimes and just run around the neighborhood and start like acting like he was shooting webs. That's probably the one I got the most bang for the buck out of.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like in college, my sophomore year, I guess, we were living in the party apartments.
Yeah.
At Tech.
That's saying something.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, because it was the only time I've ever seen a 3-story beer bong. It's the only time that I've seen people who were like boxing in their underwear in the snow. with boxing gloves. They chose to be, you know, appropriate about it. But they had a costume contest, and we actually entered as these like nerdy guys or whatever, and we had made homemade Ghostbusters costumes that we'd spent a lot of time on. Like I took like a Velveeta box and I turned it into one of the Ghostbuster traps. I think, I don't remember what we did. We took something and deconstructed it and turned it into like the little goggles that they pulled down and all this stuff. And like so much electrical tape was used. It was unbelievable how much electrical tape was used. And we ended up winning that costume contest, and they gave us like $100. And I remember we all three of us bought the exact same thing with our portion, our 33 and a third dollars that we received from it, which was the Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers Extended Edition. And then I guess here last year or the year before, went to a Halloween party and went as Ron Swanson. Started as Ron Swanson with just the full mustache and the comb back hair and the Lagavulin and the tools, and ended as Ron Swanson after he gets back together with his ex-wife Tammy. And I was in like a bathrobe. I couldn't do the cornrows, but I did shave my mustache and do a couple of other things to make sure that I was film full accurate. Swanson. Yeah, so and changed my attitude a little bit. So that was a lot of fun.
That is great. So I have some Halloween recommendations.
All right, let's go for it.
If you're like me and you just want to kick back, watch some scary stuff, here are my favorite four scary movies. Number four, The Orphanage, which came out in 2007. It's about 10 years old.
Okay.
It's in Spanish. I saw it in the theater with a bunch of my friends at the Alamo Draft House, and we got growlers full of beer. And we sat in the back and we were all super scared the whole time, even though we were grown adult men. But it's a really scary movie. There's ghosts, which usually I'm not a ghost person.
Not a ghost person meaning you don't care for ghosts and you're not scared of them, or you're not a ghost person because you're scared of ghosts specifically?
What are the two choices? Like, I thought you were going to ask if I'm a ghost, and I was like, not yet.
No, well, maybe. Yeah.
Or am I? Are we all ghosts?
Oh my goodness. No, so like, are you not a ghost person, meaning you don't generally care for ghosts, and so you don't care about ghosts, or like you're scared of ghosts?
Oh gosh, people are going to think I'm a weirdo.
Go for it.
I think ghosts are real.
Okay.
Also, I think aliens are real.
Are they the same thing?
No.
Okay.
So here's my thing on aliens. I don't know if aliens have ever been here. I'm not like, the pyramids were definitely aliens.
What about that guy with the hair?
The guy with it? What guy with the hair?
From History Channel.
Everybody has hair. That guy? No. I don't even know who that guy is. I see memes about him all the time.
He talks about aliens all the time.
Here's my thing. The universe is so expansive. To me, it just seems more likely than not that there are other creatures out there.
Okay.
Ghosts? Too many stories across too many cultures. It's got to be something to it.
I have a friend that claims that his house is haunted.
That's not you, is it? In this house right now?
It's not me. It's one of the friends. So
because this would be the last time we record here.
So it's one of the friends that was dressed as a Ghostbuster with me, funnily enough. So, you know, he was prepared for it. He was Vinkman. I was Egon, by the way. And he actually bought ghost hunting equipment because he wanted to go out and, like, do some ghost hunting or whatever at some point with some friends of his. He thought it would be fun. So, like, I mean, the equipment is like, there's a like a Gauss meter. It's not really a Gauss meter. I don't know what it's called. It's like a, it measures electromagnetic current. You can basically tell like if there's electrical lines, certain places and things like that. So in his house that he just bought, he related this story to me when he was here just the other day.
Is this a real story?
This is a real story. Ooh. So yeah, we're going to get some real talk here. So this is my friend Zach from college. He doesn't really listen to the podcast, but maybe he will now that he knows that he was on it. So I actually remember this story when he called me because this was happening in real time. So he had just bought a house in Fort Worth, was out there by himself. He's in, I guess, his room, and he notices when he goes out into the hallway to go to the bathroom or whatever, that there's a light on in the living room, kind of like a den or something like that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a room that he would ever go in normally. And so he's like, well, that's weird. Like, why is this light on? Like, I haven't even been in there. I definitely didn't turn it on, so I'm going to go, you know, see what's up. So he goes in there and he cuts off the light and he goes to bed. He was telling me about this while he's in bed. He hears what he says are audible footsteps outside of his hall, like outside of his room, but nobody ever comes in. He's like, he was tired, so he didn't get up.
Wait, whoa. There's a light on in his house he didn't turn on. There's somebody walked around.
Like, he had walked around. He'd see there was nobody in the house. Everything's locked. He had his gun. So he was ready to go, but he's just like, he was tired, so he didn't get up.
So he's like, they'll come to me.
If it's going to come, it's going to come to here. I'll take care of it. I'll terminate it with extreme prejudice and we'll be in good business. He calls me, I guess, after this, the footsteps, I don't think happen again, but the light comes on again. And he's like, why does this light keep coming on? And
this is awful.
Yeah. So he's like,
how am I going to drive home in the dark after this?
Yeah. So he gets kind of freaked out. So he calls me and he's like, I think my house is haunted. And I'm like, dude, like, you told me not that many months ago or whatever that you bought all this ghost hunting equipment to go and hunt for ghosts. This is the time to use it. Like, you didn't do it before. Now you've actually got it right here. You know, it came to you. You bought the gear, so it decided to, like, make it worth the purchase. Which is, it's nice, you know, it was
considerate
of the ghost to actually show up. So he turns on his little, it's like an EKG or something like that. It's not an EKG. I don't know what it's called, but it's a thing that, like, it detects, like I said, electromagnetic energy in the area. So he goes into the room where this light has come on again, and he starts talking to nothing. And he says, like, look, if you're here, I got this thing, make it happen. And it spikes.
No.
That's what he claims.
Oh, look at these goosebumps,
yeah,
dude.
He claims 100% that it spikes.
No.
He's like, look, dude, if anybody's going to be in this house, he's like, you want me to be in this house. He's like, I don't have any kids. I don't have a wife. I'm barely even here because I have to work all the time and I do stuff on the weekends. So, like, you and me just need to get along. And the ghost was like, okay. So it was like a pleasant, happy ending to it. Like,
what?
The ghost is still there,
gosh.
Presumably.
Does he still live there?
So he said, yeah, he said at one point, like, it turned the fan on again and he just turned it off and he was like, look, dude, like, I thought we had an agreement. And he talked to the ghost and nothing has happened since then. But what was crazy is, like, so I tell him to do this and he calls me back and he's like, yeah, 100%. I put on my thing. Oh. I walked in there. It's zero. It's zeroed out. I walk in, I tell it to give me a sign. It spikes the meter. There's a ghost there. As far as I can tell,
yoinks.
I tell it, nobody's going to bother you. If anybody's going to be in this house, you want me because I'm very peaceable fellow. And yeah, sure enough, he was just like, okay. So never turned on lights or anything like that again. And, but I 100% remember when he called me and he's just like, this light keeps coming on in my house and I don't know what to do about it. And I was like, this is the perfect time. Just like in our previous podcast where my bidet deal was for such a time as this, his ghost hunting equipment was for such a time as that.
I'm so okay. We're in Easy Star Studios. My back is to the door. I don't like this.
There's no ghosts here.
So The Orphanage is a movie that has ghosts. Usually I won't watch ghost things because it makes me terrified and I'm not going to sleep tonight because of that story. Orphanage, very good movie.
All right.
Number 3, Sleepaway Camp. This is a famous 1980s movie where a lot of weird stuff is going on at a camp, a kid's camp.
It always seems to be at a camp, because wasn't Jason and all that at a camp?
Yeah,
it was summer camp.
I didn't go to summer camp. I went to some day camps, and you never see a horror movie set at a day camp.
Yeah. It was like,
smart move by the Halbert family.
There we go.
This movie it's campy, not just because it's at camp, but the style of movie it is.
I like it.
Number 2, 30 Days of Night.
Oh,
this is a vampire movie starring Josh Hartnett,
yeah,
Melissa George, Ben Foster, Angelica Houston's brother. It's set in Alaska. It's based on a graphic novel, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
It's set in Alaska. You know how it just gets dark for like a long time.
Yeah, yeah. There's no light.
So there's a like a freighter of coming from Russia or something, and it's landing there. There's been all these like violent crimes going on in small towns. And so basically what the vampires are doing is just making a circle around places where it doesn't really get light and they feed in towns.
Okay.
And so there's a small town in Alaska and all these crazy European vampires show up and they're not like Edward Cullen, who's like in his cool jacket. He's like,
right.
These are like vampires. And their faces are human, but they're not quite human. So maybe they're a little longer than they should be. The eyes are a little bigger. The noses are a little bigger.
Okay.
It's just real disconcerting.
Okay, yeah.
The fact that they're eating people also a red flag.
Disconcerting, right, yeah.
But just you can tell looking at them something is not right on a visceral level, and your lizard brain's like, what is going on?
Yeah.
But it's gory, definitely gory and scary and pretty dark, but it is, if you're into that kind of scary vampire stuff, you definitely want to see 30 Days of Night.
Okay.
Number one, 28 Days Later.
Ooh.
Zombie movie, British. This dude wakes up. He's alone in a hospital. I guess it's London or the
city. It's London.
The city he's in, everybody's just kind of gone. There's a zombie problem. And that's bad news.
Yeah.
And more than just the zombie problem, the problem we've seen with The Walking Dead and things like that is actually just how do you deal with other people when the veneer of civilization comes off. Really good movie.
Yeah, so I 100% hop on that, because that's one of my favorite spooky movies, I think, that exists. Cillian Murphy is fantastic in it. Everybody in it is really, really good. But the fact that the zombies are so fast, I think, is what... Because it's not...
Oh, like, yeah, they have a something called, like, a rage virus.
Yeah, so
something.
It was essentially, like, they were trying to find a way to, like, amplify the anger or something like that to make, like, almost like a super... virus.
This isn't really a spoiler, is it? I mean, it's an old movie.
No, it's very beginning or whatever. Yeah, well, it's at the very beginning too. Like at the very beginning, they're working on these monkeys to try to figure out some way to make them something. I don't know, something to do with like trying to figure out something with rage, either for like military use or something like that. And it goes wrong, as it tends to do. And otherwise, if it hadn't, there wouldn't have been a film. It would have just been the monkeys and they're getting
lab stuff done. And Danny Boyle directed it.
Yes.
Who has done, and Alex Garland wrote it. And these two, I want to say, at least Alex Garland did Sunshine.
Well, Danny Boyle was, 100%.
At least Sunshine. A producer or something. Yeah, so that's one of my all-time favorite movies, which is kind of a space horror movie.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. It like turns into a slasher, like kind of
movie. Maybe Sunshine should be in here.
Sunshine is an amazing movie.
It's unsettling, so... Chris Evans, before he was Captain America, is fantastic.
And he's like a scientist, but he's still like a bad to the bone, bad ace dude.
Yeah, well, he is in space, so yeah. He would be somebody that... So anything that Danny Boyle and Alex Garland does, you should...
Yeah, I 100% agree with that.
Oh, so, Chris Eccleston is in it.
He's in 28 Days Later. Yeah, I won't say what he is, but he's a character in
that film. I didn't even realize that was him. Okay, so those are my four movies... I guess five now with Sunshine, that I recommend if you want some kind of creepy or ghosty or gory Halloween movie.
Yeah, 100% jump on, as I've said before, the 28 Days Later. I think that's one of my favorite. I hate zombies. Like, I think zombies are the most overplayed thing that has ever been, but 28 Days Later manages to do it absolutely right. Incredibly good, incredibly, you know, it's creepy. It actually tells, like, a story, which most of them don't. It feels like they've just cut, like, action set pieces that go from here to there. And there's kind of a resolution sort of at the end. Yeah, I will throw in a hokey recommendation for the Resident Evil movies. I have, like, a spot in my heart for them, especially after meeting one of the stars of, I think it was the third one, at a Comic-Con. And she was super nice and super friendly to us. And, like, basically nobody knew who she was because it was, like, such a small part in such a small, like, movie that nobody ever actually went and saw. That she was just excited to have people that came and talked to her and justified her existence at Comic-Con. So we ended up becoming friends with Spencer Locke, and she was super nice.
Spencer Locke. Noice.
28 Days Later, Sunshine, obviously, like I just said, jumped in. That's an incredible film. Warm Bodies, which is the one that we watched when Anita and I got together for our third date back in Halloween of 2015,
based on a book, great soundtrack.
Yep, it was. It's not as creepy, but it gives you some of the zombie stuff. It gives you some of the creep-tasticness, because there is some weird stuff. There's the skeleton guys or whatever. Yeah,
in the book, the skeletons are super creepy.
Yeah, they're definitely kind of messed up, but you get there's some heart to it. So I definitely recommend that. And then I don't have another film recommendation, but one of the things that I always like to do, roughly around this time as well, is go back into some of the Stephen King's horror shorts. He's got some really good, really creepy short stories that are just kind of terrifying, but highly recommend going through that. I think Everything's Eventual is one of the deals that has a whole collection of his short stories. And not all of them are scary, but there's definitely some scary ones that are in there. Going through and finding some of those short stories and reading through them, especially when you're sitting there at night and kind of by yourself and reading in bed or whatever, it will definitely get your hackles up and maybe make it a little bit harder to get back to sleep yourself.
You know who else puts out some creepy Halloween stuff.
What is it? Who's that?
Globe and Crown!
Globe and Crown!
This very month, coming up.
October.
October 24th, we'll start shipping out, written by folks that you know or have been on this podcast, horror stories.
Heck.
In time for Halloween.
Yeah.
It's going to feature episode one of Wreck.
Wreck!
Which we've talked about in here before.
That's R-E-C-K, not...
Not W-R-E-C-K.
Right.
Wreck is short for The Reckoning.
The Reckoning.
We'll have at least 1, 2, 3 short stories from a combination of Nate and I. So email me or Facebook message us on our Facebook page, which is Globe and Crown TX, if you want a copy.
Very cool, man. Yeah, I think that'll be super exciting. I want one. Even if I write stuff for it, I want to.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm not sure what they're going to cost yet because I have to figure out how much it's going to cost to make them. But it's not going to be a lot. It's going to cover my costs and then give us like a buck or something.
There we go.
But if you want something creepy from somebody you know.
Yeah.
But also, I don't mean like something where somebody you know is a creeper. I mean, if you want a creepy story in time for Halloween that's written, then we're your
You can't
people.
See it, but I'm giving Joey thumbs up for turning that weird sentence into a thing that was okay.
Yeah, because we're not creepy, I don't think.
I don't think so. I think we're okay.
I don't think we have a vibe.
No, we're pretty good guys. That's my general. I'm sitting here in a sleeveless shirt.
You look cool.
Yeah. It says Long's Peak Scottish Irish Highland Festival.
Still in the festival.
I'm still in the festival.
The festival
spirit.
Is like a state of mind I found.
It is.
So that's why.
100%.
I'm disappointed you didn't wear the kilt you were talking about last week.
I thought about it. Do you want me to go get it?
Nope. Not right now.
It's too late now. But I will wear it for
next
guest.
I think that's
guest.
All the creepy stuff we have, right?
I think that is.
Is that Shelby downstairs?
I don't know if that was Shelby or if that was just a car driving
by. Is that
by.
Your dog?